Hi everyone, how are you? We're in a new episode of Did You Know? We're here with our everyday companion, Andrea. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fine.
Let's talk about El Día de los Muertos. Every year many families place suffering on altars decorated with cempasúchil flowers, chopped paper, sugar skulls, pan de muerto, mole, or some dishes that their relatives to whom the offering is dedicated, like pre-Hispanic times, it's place to aromatize the place.
In the moment we build an altar, there are some things that must taken into account. For example, the it must have at least two levels in the table, which have the meaning of the heavens and the earth. And if we decide to add a third level, this will mean the purgatory. The altar can have up seven levels, which will represent the path or the steps that the priest will have in the moment of going to the eternal. When the steps are placed, they should have the different colors. In general, are true because they all have like items between each other. This is in all the steps except in the first and the second, because in the second floor have the image of the devote of the decree, and no, and in the second is empty because it represents the souls of the purgatory. The third step carries salt because the salt will purify the spirit. The fourth floor is placed with pan de muerto, but on the fifth or on the fifth step are the food and the drinks that the priest likes the most. In the sixth floor, the photo of the deceased person, or if we do an altar for many people, we have the photo of all of that people. And in the last step, it will have a cross with flowers, seeds, or ash.
Personally, I did not celebrate these days, but my family does. But still, there is something that catch my attention, and it is the origin. The origin begins in the Catholic religious rituals brought by the Spaniards, and the commemoration of the El Día de los Muertos, that the indigenous people carried out since the times of the ancient Mexicas. Mixtecs, Zapotecas, los de Tlaxcala, los Totonacas, and think that the origin has been going on for so long is something incredible, because I didn't know that this cultural celebrate is the from many past decades.
And also, some people, when they do the altar, they don't respect like the things we must take in account, because some people, it's not the not all the people, but a group of people only take in account the beauty, I don't know how to say it, of the altar, the the aesthetic can have the altar, but all the things that is that aren't that happening.
Andrea, you celebrate the date the el Día de los Muertos?
Sometimes because I have in the last years I couldn't because the time can I don't have time, but my sister likes to do a mini altar to different people. And also I participate in other years in a competition of the altar.
When you find out about this celebration, in what age?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't
know. When you found out that this celebration exists?
I think that all my life, because Mexican culture is like it's important that the Día de Muertos is something that I think all the Mexicans know, at least 1 year can be celebrated. I don't know.
A curious fact about me is that I did not know about this celebration because I never celebrate this until I was 7 years old, because in my family there only be my mom and me since a long time, and I did not know about my family. I don't know who was the people that die and that. We never do an altar in my past since I was 12 years old, I think.
But you don't celebrate or you didn't know?
The two. I didn't know because I didn't celebrate. I never celebrate that. And I don't talk about my friends about el Día de los Muertos because I think no one was very interested in that, I think. But until now, I know about the celebration. I have a more, how do you say, facts about this. And this is the final, how do you say,
we finish the
podcast, yeah. Yeah. This is all about el Día de los Muertos. Thank you, Andrea, for this, and we see you next evidence.
Episode?
Episode.
Next time we meet you,
do a podcast, yeah. Well, bye. Adiós.